Hello and welcome to Coffee with Cindy, a weekly devotion to strengthen and encourage you. Here is your host, Cindy Lauterbach.
When musicians stand up in front of large crowds to sing their songs, many times we, the audience, we tend to think they have it all together. In fact, some of us would dream of having their life. Bart Millard, lead singer with the contemporary Christian music band Mercy Me, would tell you differently. There are some days that Bart doesn't want to perform his songs. Some days he struggles to believe everything's going to be okay. His song, Even If, was written when Bart was having a bad day. His oldest son was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes when he was only 2. So now for over 13 years, Bart has been dealing with his son's illness. He shares, chronic illnesses never go away. You have good days and bad, but it's still there waiting for you. This illness is real and your life revolves around it. So far, his son has had 37,000 shots. He continues on and says, sometimes the last thing we want to hear is let's pray and believe God to heal him. Bart has felt like this many times, more than he can count. And deep down in his heart, there are times when Bart feels like giving up. But he refuses to think this way for very long when he remembers what Christ has already done. Bart will not allow any circumstance to change who he is in Christ. He will not allow it. Although circumstances try, and sometimes the negative thoughts feel as if they'll win. But regardless of what we go through, God is bigger. Bart chooses to believe this. This song, Even If, is a declaration to God that even if he went silent, even if he never said another word, he's still worthy to be praised. He is our greatest hope in the midst of a trial. Maybe you're facing a bad situation, one that raises its ugly face time and time again. Maybe it constantly pulls you down, reminding you of the lie that tells you nothing will ever change. Then this song, Even If, written by Bart Millard, is for you. Let's listen to the words. They say sometimes you win some, sometimes you lose some. And right now I'm losing bad. I've stood on the stage night after night, reminding the broken it'll be all right. But right now, I just can't. It's easy to sing when there's nothing to bring me down. But what will I say when I'm held to the flame like I am right now? I know you're able, and I know you can save through the fire with your mighty hand. But even if you don't, my hope is you alone. They say it only takes a little faith to move a mountain. Well, good thing, a little faith is all I have right now. But God, when you choose to leave mountains unmovable, oh, give me the strength to be able to sing, it is well with my soul. I know you're able, and I know you can save through the fire with your mighty hand, but even if you don't, my hope is you alone. I know the sorrow and I know the hurt would all go away if you just say the word, but even if you don't, my hope is you alone. You've been faithful. You've been good. All my days, Jesus, I will cling to you. Come what may, because I know you're able. I know you can. It is well with my soul. It is well. It is well with my soul. How are you handling your disappointments, your trials? Like Bart, have you settled it in your heart that even if God doesn't fix it, even if he doesn't change your situation, you'll still praise him? When I've had situations that didn't change, I always go back to the fact that God works for my highest good. He never misses it or makes mistakes. In Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9, it says this, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." God's thoughts and his ways are different than yours and mine. I've not read anywhere in his word where he says he'll explain it to us, only that we are to trust him.
Thank you for joining Cindy for this week's devotion. We hope that you were encouraged and that you subscribe on your favorite podcast provider. We look forward to getting together with you again next week.